Okay, so it sounds like we have a list. Let's go ahead and have the folks in D.C. respond or see if they want to add things to the list. God, I'm getting weird feedback on this phone, but anyway.
Just kind of skinny woman, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Weird. I'm trying to fix it, but...
Maybe somebody's on a speakerphone.
Maybe somebody's on a
speakerphone. She's on the local board. Central.
Yeah, no, I'm not on a speakerphone, so it's weird how this is working. I don't know what the phone is responding to, but anyway, I'll try to move as soon as I can. This is on speakerphone. Is this actually better or worse?
It's more muffled right now.
You're fuzzy. Can you get both?
I don't know. Okay, well, it's the best we can. All right, so why don't we hear from the D.C. folks, and then we can either entertain a motion to provisionally approve the budget if all of these elements are added, or to postpone approval of the budget, ask for all these items to be added, and then bring it back up for consideration. And I think we can do either one. It's the will of the body. So, D.C. folks, let's just go through and, you know, are there any problems with any of these requests? Do you feel that you can do them? What timeline would you like? And we'll start with the GM and then work our way around.
Well, thanks, Madam Chair, and to the committee. First of all, let me apologize if I was clumsy and or not as clear as you needed to be on with either my explanations and or how this budget was detailed by way of what you're looking at. I do want to thank Robert West, who has been really struggling to work with us in his sort of in an extended capacity to provide as much service as he possibly can. As you all know, Robert left us by way of his as a full-time business manager, but still yields a great deal of time to us, you know, we're all grateful for that. It's been a bit of a challenge to work through with National over the last recent days, but we'll do what we have to do to reconcile all of this. I just want to say that this is a particularly challenging year end for us, and budget year end, and then actual year end. Not the least of which, obviously, we're coming up on the deadline for the move. Again, not trying to make any excuse, but the trying to negotiate and reconcile a relocation, given the business that we're in, with all the attendant technical requirements, it's pretty daunting. And given the market, given this, the peculiarities and challenges of Washington D.C., it's just daunting. And I will again submit that our determination, our strategy was to provide for the Pacifica Foundation the most affordable location so that we wouldn't commit this foundation, this network, to an onerous tenancy moving forward for however many years. And that's why we've turned away some locations that could have been a consideration, but the price points just didn't work out. And we didn't want that to be a burden on the foundation for years ahead. So we'll clean up our act on the with respect to providing perhaps clear and or a detail on the move, but I'm compelled to just say again, it is what it is with respect to what we have in the bank, and I don't want to delude anyone, deceive anyone. I don't want to be overly optimistic and or overly hopeful. What we have is $200,000 for sure. I hate like hell to have to even think about spending any of this money because I had consigned it to our, you know, to our seed corn moving forward. I didn't want to touch it. I still don't want to touch it. Because we could use this fundamentally as a match moving forward for forever. But, it's getting down to cases now, and I'm thankful that Robert West had the foresight to put this money in reserve, because God knows, had he not done that, given all of what, you know, we are faced with currently and what we've been faced with, even in front of my coming aboard, this money might not have been there, or not, it could have disappeared. So we've got $200,000 guaranteed, assured, in the bank that is available for us to use, and we'll judiciously allocate every single penny to what will allow us to pull off relocation, including, and I don't want to complicate this, but I do have to submit to this. It's relocation and also re-equipping. Because to the extent that, I forget who made this point, and it's a very real one, the equipment that we are currently using, most of, it would not survive a move. We're certainly going to have to look at every single piece of what is fundamental for the broadcast operation, for the continued broadcast operation, to know for sure whether or not it would survive, whether it would not, whether or not it would be to our advantage to move. And if it would, if it is, we'll move it. But it was our intent early on not to move analog equipment into a new, what should be, a digital facility. But we'll do what we have to do to stay on the air. But I will ask you to if you recall what we said last year at this time, it was not our intent to move broken and or outdated or outmoded broadcasting operational equipment into the new facility. It just didn't make sense. It still doesn't. But again, it's whatever works is what counts, and so we'll submit to what works. I'll yield now to my colleagues.
Okay. Robert, do you have anything to add?
No, I think John summed it up well.
Good. Marcus, if you're still here, do you have anything to add?
I think my colleagues have asked some good questions, and I look forward to the information.
Campbell, do you have anything to add?
Really, I don't have anything to add, but you had asked for the listing of items that I'd been taking down from the discussion.
Uh-huh.
Would you like an iteration of that at this time?
Not quite yet, but soon. Thank you. Okay. So procedurally, I don't know how everyone else is feeling, but it's 10:46 p.m., so I think what we're pretty much going to do is act on this budget one way or the other, and that's going to be it. Campbell is interested in, let me know if I'm not describing this correctly, Campbell, but Campbell is interested in a motion to provisionally approve this budget if the things on the list, and we're going to read the list, are implemented by such and such date. I did hear some people on this committee say that they were not comfortable doing that, and they wanted to request that these things be implemented, and then that the budget come forward for reconsideration again at that point. Does anybody want to make that motion as well? Or shall we vote Campbell's motion up or down and then go on from there? Because it seems to me we have an either or. It seems to me that we have an either-or. We're going to do one of these two things, and we need to decide which. Campbell's motion is that we provisionally approve the WPFW budget, pending the addition of all of the items that we have asked for, and he has kept a list, and we're going to read that list. The alternative motion that would be out there was that we're not going to provisionally approve anything. We're simply going to ask for these items to be added and then reconsider the budget when it comes to us with those items, and we will have to set a date for doing that. So basically, one is a slightly more positive action than the other. It seems to me we have to do one of those two things. So that's kind of where we are in Campbell, if you want to proceed and maybe read the list.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, what was it that was finally decided regarding the WBAI budget?
Provisionally approved
or what?
No, it was 100% approved, and it was sent up to the PMD.
100% approved, although there was an open question in regard to being able to renegotiate a lease that has not been renegotiated for 3 years, although we have been under that effort, presumably, for such renegotiation. And it was approved.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. Somehow this seems like a different standard to me.
Campbell, what we're discussing is the motion that you're putting on the floor, so let's discuss that.
Yeah. We'll go ahead with this and just overlook these for the moment, these anomalies. Okay, want detail on web income, car donations, corporate match, major donor projection for 2013. Want the for those other items. Want the information through the end of FY 2012. Projections. There's a question about the state unemployment insurance and payroll taxes, although the unemployment insurance figures, I believe, were provided on the payroll taxes yet to come. The verify the differentials that showed up in regard to the tower utilities, the premium packaging, the difference between the years in terms of charge there. There's a question about the increase in mailing and what sort of an increase in return resulted from that. There's the possibility question of two rents. I don't know where we get the crystal ball, but...
Campbell, no. Campbell, I'm not talking about every issue that everyone raised during the course of the meeting. I'm talking about just this last round where we asked the question, what do we need added to this budget? No.
That last one was from our Paul, and he was asking about getting the money to make the move and wanted detail on how the $200,000 would be spent.
Yes, that's where we started. That should be the first item, and then we went around the horn. But some of the other stuff you're mentioning was from much earlier in the meeting.
Well... Bill had referenced that from that email that he had sent earlier, and I thought that's what was to be included, but I can just start with this. Okay, Alex had raised a question about contingency plan. If we don't have a lease by September 30th, are we ready to build out on October 1st? And you had suggested looking at legal expenses. And, you know, this is an organization that runs up legal expenses, and I would question whether it was us who ran it up or maybe the national office, and adding depreciation to the budget.
Okay. I'm gonna stop there. Our Paul, I had asked you when we started this round to make a list. I was hoping it would be more of a list and less of a narrative, so we can put it in the body of a motion if we pass one. Do you have a sort of an itemized list of what we all asked for?
You can read it. Writing down much of what people are saying, so I believe I have that, but it's, you know, let us say people are a little more garrulous than list-oriented. So it's, there's a list, but it's embedded in what's being said. So I have it. And I suppose if we want to, I can grind through this thing and find it and read it out, you know.
Well, I'm just asking, you can turn it into an itemized list reasonably easily at some point in the future.
At some point, because absolutely. Right now, I think it would take time.
Okay, that's fair enough, because I think what we owe John Hughes is a list rather than an essay. So.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as we can do that capacity-wise. All right, so Campbell's motion is on the floor about provisional approval. Excuse me, Arpal? In a second you can. The alternative would be not provisional approval, but simply a request for the budget to be resubmitted with these items added on. So I guess we'll start with Campbell's motion. We can vote it up or down. And then if we vote it down, we will need a new motion for how to proceed, because obviously we have to do something. So Campbell, can you put some words on your motion?
Can I make a point of information first?
Yes, Alex.
What does a provisional approval mean? I'm not clear about this.
Okay, well, when we did it with the Texas budget, we had missing SUI figures and the CPE penalty wasn't included, and there were a couple of other items that we wanted adjusted. We said, well, we're not going to approve it tonight because we don't have a document with all these items filled in. But if you come back to us next time and these four things are done, then you can consider the budget approved. We're not going to re-talk about it. We're not going to reopen the issues. So it's basically approved as long as these items are added. That would be what provisional approval would mean. If we don't provisionally approve it, then we're simply going to have these changes made, and then we're going to reconsider it without any promises one way or the other, and we will go through another discussion.
Okay,
so provisional approval pretty much closes off, you know, significant further modification.
Tracy, can I make a comment?
Yeah.
Most of the figures that we were going to put into our budget when it was passed provisionally, we had already arrived at the numbers. It just had to be physically put into the template.
Right. I understand this is a bigger kind of provisional approval. But we have a motion on the floor from a member of the committee asking for it, so I think we need to consider it. And if it's the will of the committee that we're not ready to do that, we won't do that. So, Campbell, what's the wording on the motion you want to put on the floor?
I move approval of the budget with the addition of the missing figures that have been requested.
Okay. Arpal, that's the motion. Can you go ahead and call the roll?
Hold on. Approval of it's a motion. The NFC approve. Okay, let me. Approval of.
Okay.
Let me change the front part here.
Mm-hmm.
The NFC approved the WPFW FY13 budget proposal with how are we phrasing the items?
With the addition of the figures that have been requested.
With the addition of the list of figures, changes requested by members of the NFC, and we will eventually resurrect that list.
The NFC approved the WPFW FY13 budget proposal with the addition of the figures that have been requested by members of the NFC.
List to follow, and we will eventually have a list to call. I mean, we know what we all said. We heard ourselves.
Okay, list to follow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And let's see. This thing up. Okay. Does anybody need it reread? Guess not. Okay. On the motion, Ken Aaron. Jim Boyd.
No.
Bill Crozier.
No.
No.
Marcus Jeter.
Abstain.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman. No. R. Paul Martin. No. Tracy Rosenberg.
I'll abstain.
Alex Steinberg.
I'm going to abstain.
Barbara Whipperman.
Yes.
LeVarn Williams. Okay, 2-4, 4 against, 3 abstentions.
Okay. Motion fails. At this point, we will entertain another motion. I had already outlined what I thought that motion would probably look like. Would someone like to come up with some wording? If not, I will. Okay. The NFC requests the WPFW GM, business manager, LSB treasurer, to add the, well, let's use the same wording from the other motion, make the changes requested and add the information requested by members of the NFC. See list below. And then resubmit the proposed budget to the NFC for consideration by, and that's the question, well, we've got to get everything out the door by the 11th.
By the 11th? Why?
Well, that's what we're shooting for.
Oh.
But presumably we can get it consolidated together reasonably quickly once we get PFW together. So how do people feel about September 11th as a date? Too far in the future or okay? And we already have a meeting scheduled that day, so it's not an extra meeting.
That's good.
Our LSB meets on the 12th.
Okay, well, I don't think your LSB is...
No, you don't
is...
care. Fine.
Well, no, Campbell, I don't think that your LSB is going to do anything one way or the other regarding this, so I don't see what the relevance is. So anyway, so September 11th, how does that sound to you, John? Robert?
That sounds good.
It's fine. Fine by us.
Okay. So what we'll do is you've sort of heard the feedback.
Tracy?
Our Paul will create an itemized list based on that feedback. He'll send it to the whole NFC, assuming the motion passes. He'll send it to the whole NFC, and he will send it to you. And we will look forward to getting the revised document and considering it on September 11th, which is our regularly scheduled meeting at the beginning of September. And hopefully at that point we'll be able to pass it and pass it on to the PND.
Tracy.
The motion is clear, I think. Our Paul, do you need to reread it or?
Yeah, I should reread it so you all agree.
Okay.
All right. Motion is, the NFC requests the WPFW general manager, business manager, treasurer, and director. Is that it? And director.
Sure. That'll work.
Throw everybody up. To make the changes requested and add information requested by members of the NFC, see list below, and resubmit the proposed budget to the NFC for reconsideration by 9/11.
Tracy, this is Bill.
This is Bill.
Yes, Bill?
No.
We're gonna
review it on the 11th.
Review it on the 11th.
Can we
get it a couple of days before then, so we can look at it first?
Wasn't sure exactly.
I don't think that we need to reword the motion, but can we have a verbal agreement that reconsideration on the 11th means that we get it about 48 hours beforehand, John?
That would make it the 9th?
That would be Sunday.
Yeah.
That would be Sunday.
Or earlier.
Either way. You know, either way.
Mm-hmm.
Friday before.
So the last work day in front of that would be Friday the 7th.
Is that workable for you?
Robert?
That sounds doable.
Okay. All right. So I don't feel the need to modify the motion as long as we have a verbal understanding about it. So I guess the motion's on the floor, and R. Paul, you can go ahead and call the roll.
Okay, one second here. All right, does anybody re-rent? No. All right, Ken Aaron. Jim Boyd?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter?
Same.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman?
Abstain.
LeVar Williams. All right. 6-4, one against, two abstentions.
Okay, sounds good. So that's what we're doing. So we will see you again, John, on the 11th, and hopefully at that point we'll get this done and through. Thank you for your patience with us and with the process and for your time tonight. And
thanks all for your consideration. And
okay.
Thank you.
All right, good night. And for everybody else, I can't imagine that we're going to do anything else tonight. I mean, if anybody wants to contest that, they feel free, but I think we're done. We are meeting again on Thursday, so we get to spend lots of time together this week for the KPFA budget, so please take a look at the Excel document that you were sent on the 14th in preparation for that. And we're adjourned until Thursday.